Many blessings to all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachon. Our text for reflection is Matthew chapter 12, verse 9 to 14. Matthew 12:9-14. Going on from that place, he went into their synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Looking for a reason to bring charges against Jesus, they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "If any of you has a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a person than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." So he stretched it out, and it was completely restored, just as sound as the other. But the Pharisees went out and plotted how they might kill Jesus. My theme for reflection is breaking the chains of legalism. Breaking the chains of legalism. The account of Jesus healing the man with the withered hand in Matthew 12:9-14 offers a significant lesson on the danger of hardened hearts. In this passage, the Pharisees attempt to trap Jesus, asking if it is lawful to heal on the Sabbath, not out of genuine concern, but to find fault. In response, Jesus exposes their hypocrisy by asking, "Which one of you, if you had a sheep that fell into a pit on the Sabbath, would not lift it out?" Through this analogy, Jesus highlights the greater value of human life and redefines the true spirit of the Sabbath, not as a day for rigid rule following, but as an opportunity to extend compassion and mercy. The Pharisees' obsession with legalism blinded them to the miraculous work happening before their eyes. They were so consumed with their own sense of righteousness that they missed the heart of God, love, healing, and mercy. Jesus Christ challenges this hardness of heart by performing an act of kindness, healing the man's hand despite the Pharisees' objections. Their inability to see the goodness in this act reveals the danger of a heart closed off to reason and compassion. In the words of philosopher Immanuel Kant, the possession of power inevitably spoils the free use of reason. The Pharisees' desire for control over the interpretation of the law corrupted their ability to reason with compassion. Instead of seeing the Sabbath as a gift meant to bring restoration, they saw it as a tool for judgment. Similarly, theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer reflects on the call to compassion. This is what he wrote: "The church is only the church when it exists for others." In this light, Jesus' healing on the Sabbath becomes an invitation for the community of faith to prioritize mercy over ritual and love over legalism. My dear friends, this passage speaks deeply to our modern Christian life, where religious practices can sometimes overshadow the call to love and serve others. We too can become like the Pharisees, clinging to rules, traditions, or religious expectations at the expense of showing compassion. Jesus' actions remind us that no religious observance should ever stand in the way of doing good. If our hearts are hardened by judgment or self-righteousness, we risk missing the miraculous work of God in our midst. In today's world, we must reflect on how we use our faith. Are we more concerned with preserving tradition or with showing mercy to those who are in need? True Sabbath rest and worship should lead us to care for others, especially the vulnerable. Our Lord Jesus Christ teaches us that the Sabbath, and by extension all of our religious observances, find true purpose when they are grounded in love and mercy. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life might you be holding on to rules or traditions at the expense of showing compassion to others? Number two, how can you cultivate a heart of mercy that seeks to do good even when it challenges religious or social expectations? Merciful God, soften our hearts to your will. Help us to see beyond rules and traditions to the deeper call of compassion that you have placed in our lives. May we never miss the opportunity to do good, even when it challenges our understanding. Teach us to follow the example of Jesus, who showed mercy over judgment and love over legalism. Transform our hearts, O Lord, that we may reflect your grace to the world. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.